President Obama is reportedly close to announcing a large, long-term effort to map the human brain to help scientists understand diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and mental illness. It's being called the Brain Activity Map Project. It will mimic the Human Genome Project, which provided the map of the entire human genetic code, the map that's become the basis of new science to cure diseases like cancer. But there are critics who say that the Genome Project hasn't yielded as many cures as hoped, while taking money away from other projects. And the brain study is reportedly projected to take 10 years, and scientists are hoping for a funding of $300 million a year. John Markov broke the story of the Brain Project in today's New York Times. And John, you describe federal agencies and private foundations getting together. Give us just a quick sense of how this might be structured.
Well, I think this came out of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, and you know, there already is a tremendous amount of work, scientific work going on in mapping the active brain. I think that they're basically going to start by trying to figure out or build the correct tools. At this point, there are probably a half a dozen different technologies that might be candidates to do what they want to do, and they have to pick one ultimately.
Yeah.
So it's a long march.
Well, it is a long march, and it's a lot of money. You write that there was a meeting at the California Institute of Technology, Caltech, this past January, where scientists talked about whether there was even enough computing power to do this.
That's right. You know, the number that really jumped out at me is when they began to sort of calculate what it would cost in terms of computing storage to capture the activity of the human brain, it's actually staggering. The Large Hadron Collider, for example, generates about 10 petabytes of information in a year. They think that they can capture the activity of just a million human neurons in 3 petabytes. And remember, there are 86 to 100 billion neurons in the human brain. So it's just staggering how much information is involved in thinking.
Well, and these scientists recommended creating a series of national brain observatories. What are those?
Well, I think if you think of a model like the network of national supercomputer centers, they're essentially laboratories that would focus on designing and then employing the technologies to capture large ensembles of you know, working human, or they're not going to start with humans, they're going to start with smaller animals, but capturing the activity of the neurons.
Well, and we mentioned that this is going to sort of mimic and maybe try to have the success of the Genome Project, but there have been critics of that, and the president may have been aware of that because he said in the State of the Union, you know, he called on the government to, quote, invest in the best ideas and mention the Genome Project, and said that every dollar invested in it has returned $140 to the U.S. economy. Now, Eric Lander, who was one of the leaders of the Genome Project, says the same thing. He's going to be on our program this week, coincidentally. And, you know, he's very clear to critics who say, you know, we're not getting enough bang for our buck, so to speak, from these huge, expensive projects. He's clear, you know, discoveries take a long time. It's not going to happen overnight. So is there the same concern, even just, you know, with your early reporting, about the Brain Project? It's a lot of money, and it may not have immediate payoff.
Yeah, although I think that there's this, you know, there's a question of scientific payoff, and then there's a question of economic payoff. And the study that the president cited from the Battelle Institute is really quite, quite dramatic. I think that the $3.8 billion spent on the human genome has generated $800 billion of economic activity through 2010. You know, whether we've cured the diseases or not, you know, I'm in Silicon Valley. You just have to look around and at the personalized medicine companies that have sprung up everywhere. And, you know, when I think about sort of payoff questions, I have a friend in Silicon Valley who's a technology forecaster, Paul Saffo, and what he likes to say is never confuse a clear view for a short distance.
Well, and some would say that, you know, that's great that a lot of people are at work, but it's taking money away from other projects. And so we're going to talk to Eric Lander about that. Meanwhile, you report one of the scientists that may be involved with the Brain Project is George Church. He was in the news lately when he put out a facetious ad looking for adventurous women willing to help him reproduce a Neanderthal. He said he was just kidding. But I'm presuming that, you know, the best minds will be involved with this.
Yeah, what struck me, I mean, the actual surprising thing to me about this is that this story wasn't in the public eye even sooner, because the neuroscience community and the nanotechnology community are so excited about this. You know, Francis Collins actually tweeted about it during the president's speech, and nobody seemed to notice it.
He let it slip. Hey, he's talking about the Brain Project. Well, see, not all of us are getting his tweets. I think that's, we will now. That's John Markoff, senior writer for The New York Times, speaking from San Francisco about the story he broke today. President Obama set to announce a 10-year project to map the human brain. John, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you.